Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, we're going to head out. We're going to talk a little NFL. Haven't talked a lot of NFL this week. We've been talking a lot of baseball and basketball and even a little hockey. But we welcome in from our lab's draft guide on the SDCCU fan hotline, our friend Dan Shanka. Dan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good, Coach. Although we're getting tons of rain here, so I guess for the next 3 days we're going to get it. So I look forward to when this rain breaks.
Well, I want to start off with what took place a couple of days ago with the New York Jets, an organization that has not been very good for a long period of time. They blow out their general manager. They blow out their player personnel director. Adam Gase becomes the interim general manager and then trades Darren Lee, a former number one draft pick to the Kansas City Chiefs. What are you hearing regarding the Jets? Who is in the sweepstakes to become the new general manager there in New York?
Well, I think it looks like Joe Douglas because of the guy when he was a scout, and he's now you know, the personnel director down in Philadelphia, and he's got a lot of ties with Gase, and I think that you know, Gase saw an opening there, made a power move, and which is, you know, a lot of times when you have a weak organization like the Jets do, a weak general manager or owner, I should say, you know. Things like that can happen. I mean, there's going to be times coaches and general managers are going to butt heads, but that's what the owner's supposed to step in and say, all right, time out, play things are going to run. Because actually, McKegnan, this offseason, you know, acquired quite a bit of talent. And, you know, people can say what they want to about Gase not wanting Le'Veon Bell and, you know, and all that junk. But, you know, just the ownership is really weak, and it has been for the Jets for years, and I think that's where the problem lies.
Dan, Cleveland, the OTAs the other day, Odell Beckham Jr. didn't show up after showing up the day before. Your thoughts on that? You scouted this guy when he was at LSU. You followed his career. You know, he's a great talent. There's no question about it, but he brings a lot of baggage, doesn't he?
He does, and, you know, I'm never going to get used to guys not showing up. I don't care about, you know, the problem is the CBA gave so much leeway to the guys and stuff like that. It's really hurt. And they don't see it. The NFLPA, they got to open their eyes a little bit because they've hurt the offensive line play because there's not enough time with the offensive line coaches working with the offensive linemen. And, I mean, Coach, there's a time – that, you know, these offensive line coaches miss part of the summer so they could spend time with these guys just, you know, elevating their game. And right now, and then you see how poor the blocking is and things, you know, and there's just one problem after another with these guys. But, like, it's the tail wagging the dog right now, and it's causing injuries, which, you know, they're trying to avoid. And I'm of the ilk that, hey, it's voluntary and all that, but you know what? Beckham hasn't been working with Baker Mayfield. He should get out there and work with him. And I don't care, you know, he's working out wherever he works out, but he should be in there and show some leadership, which is not his, you know, it's not his bailiwick.
Hey, Dan, I want to jump over to the number one draft pick in Arizona. Kyler Murray ends up being the number one overall draft pick on day one of the NFL draft. What type of quarterback do you think he can develop into being, and how quickly do you think he can, you know, really make an impact there with Arizona?
Well, obviously he's a system guy. That's why he was drafted number one, because – you know, Cliff Kingsbury was brought in there, and he, you know, had seen Murray for a long time. Murray has run that system, and so, you know, it to me, I think there's, you know, there's a long way to make any kind of final decision there, because he is short and he is going to get distracted by those big defensive linemen with their hands up. And, you know, is he going to end up scrambling a bunch? If he does, he's not going to make it through a season. I you know, he's a small-boned guy. I mean, to me, the best quarterback in this draft was Haskins. And but, you know, they had a good quarterback. I mean, I like Josh Rosen. In fact, if I was a Giant, I would have given, you know, that 17th pick for sure to get Josh Rosen, because he's a heck of a lot better quarterback than Daniel Jones.
All right, now I want to have you talk a little bit about that. Why would Daniel Jones go number six, and then Dwayne Haskins waits until the 15th player taken by Washington? Why do you think Dave Gettleman, the general manager of the Giants, made that pick, taking Jones over Haskins?
Well, I think that, you know, poor evaluation. Sometimes, you know, you talk to his college coach and you can get overwhelmed by what they say. Oh, this is the best guy I've ever had, da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, sometimes, you know, I mean, I got a lot of respect for Dave Gettleman. I've been on the road working with him. And we were both just road scouts, you know, and he was with Buffalo and everything. And I was with the Eagles. But I know Dave. I know he's very conscientious. He does his due diligence. He works extremely hard. But, you know, only time will tell. But I think he really missed on this one, because, Joe, you know, one thing they always Cutler always got his, you know, a pat on the head because he could stretch a defense. He had that strong arm, and he could throw that ball down the field. Well, Daniel Jones can't do that. And what's going to happen is you're going to have all the secondary squeezing up on your receivers, and they're going to have real problems there, you know, keeping a defense off balance. And I know he's a smart kid. He's a tough kid. You know, he's probably a hair better athlete than maybe given credit for. But, you know, I mean, they threw a lot of horizontal passes and things there. It didn't go down the field vertically. When he did, he didn't complete them. He didn't have good deep accuracy. And boy, in the NFL, you've got to have that. So I just think they're running into a lot of problems. To me, it wasn't even close that, you know, Haskins was clearly the best quarterback in this draft. I mean, Murray was a system guy, and then Jones was a second round draft choice, a developmental guy.
Dan Shonka, our lad's draft guy, joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline here on 97.3 The Fan. Dan, the 49ers, they get Nick Bosa, the defensive end, but, you know, we know he's going to be an impact player. I mean, he's a tremendous football player, and he's going to be able to put heat on the passer. My question to you, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan going into year three. Last year, they got really hit by a lot of injuries early in the year, and, of course, they lost Jimmy Garoppolo, and they still were very competitive, lost some very tough games. But where's the fan base, and where are people at regarding Lynch and Kyle Shanahan going into year three?
Well, the thing they had going for them, as you know, Coach, they got a long-term contract, both of them, you know, so which sometimes in the NFL doesn't make any difference because there's so much money available. You know, they could be kicked out the door in a year, and, you know, the 49ers won't even miss them as they hit, you know, the door hits them in the behind on the way out. But I think that to me, they got a heck of a defensive front, and now with Bosa and getting forward and you know, that front. I mean, we were and Coach, you might remember this, but, you know, we were big fans of Buckner when he came out. I mean, we were probably way ahead of everybody else, and he had a tremendous year last year as a defensive tackle. I mean, you know, he's an all-pro defensive tackle. Then you got Bosa now rushing. You got Ford now rushing. You know, Armstead was a guy that he's always a flash guy. You know what? Every once in a while, man, he'd make great play. And then now you get Solomon Thomas. If they put him in that rotation, because they played him outside, which he was out of position, really didn't have the length out there. And, you know, that's a classic mistake where here's a guy that was a great inside three technique guy, quick off the ball, coach yard of the ball, he'd get up the field, be disruptive. Well, they kick him outside. He's not the same guy. You know, and so if they kick him inside and have a three-man rotation, you got the two guys outside rushing the passer, I think they can really, you know, make some hay there. If Garoppolo stays healthy, you know, I think that, you know, they can take another step forward this year.
Hey, Dan, last question, and I know you're still compiling things and you have no idea what underclassmen are going to come out early. Who are your top two or three guys just right now off the top of your head that we should be watching for in the 2020 draft?
Well, you know, I always like those big guys or those defensive guys, but I think you got – now, here's a guy – you better underline this guy because not a lot of people – have heard of him, and believe it or not, Iowa rotated him. I don't know what Iowa likes to do with great players. I don't know if they just like to keep him on the bench or whatever, because Fant, you know, missed a lot of snaps last year, and he goes in the first round. But here's a defensive end, tremendous football player, A.J. Epenesa, E-P-E-N-S-A. His dad played at Iowa, and this guy is a big-time, 280-pound, 6'4". Pass rusher at 10.5 sacks last year. Chase Young is the other one in the Big Ten, Ohio State, big-time pass rusher. But the top couple are obviously going to be the quarterbacks. I think, you know, Justin Herbert from Oregon is going to be in the mix with Tua Tagovailoa. And then another big-time player, you know, Judy, the wide receiver from Alabama, and then Delpit, the safety from LSU. He's a big time. He'll be early top 10 pick too. So there's some really good football players out there. They should, those quarterbacks are really going to help this draft, and then defensive linemen.
Hey, Dan, as always, thanks so much for the time, and thanks for all the great work. I'll tell you what, this year's guide was better than ever, and every year it seems to be getting better and better, and it's getting thicker and thicker.
Well, thank you so much, Coach. And then now we've got our, after the OTAs, we have our draft review come out because we want to see how guys are being used or if they got hurt, you know, that when they won't be affected this fall. But our draft, that will come out in June, our draft review.
And they can get all the information at ourladsdraft.com, correct?
Absolutely, Coach.
All righty, Dan. Have a great weekend, and thanks for the time.
You betcha. You too. Thanks a million.
There you go. Dan Shonka from Our Lads Draft Guide joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline. A reminder, SDCCU has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. Apply now at SDCCU.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.